You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
I feel it. I know what to do when I'm about to poop. I go to the potty, pull my underwear down, and then I sit and wait.
I didn't think I would like that.
Well, you never know unless you try. Same thing with anal. You got to give it a shot sometime.
Oh, the anal. I don't think I'll like it. I really don't.
Try it.
I don't like it. Anal.
I'm not one of those people that like to poop. Like
what?
Yeah. I mean, I do because I have to, but I don't. No, I don't hold it in.
You know what happens if you hold it in too long, right?
It's
it starts coming up through your.
Oh, shut up.
No, seriously. If you're holding it in, if you're squeezing your cheeks or whatever.
I poop every day at 10:30.
That's how
okay.
You set an alarm for that?
No, that's.
The moment she clocks it at work, I got to shit.
I do. I don't know why.
You're not even work for a half hour.
Half hour. I poop every day at 10:30. I don't know why.
Hold on, boss. I'll be right back.
And that's it. I don't get pleasure out of it. It's getting it out.
I just had a fart that hurt my balls, so I'm kind of out of commission right now.
It takes less than a minute. It's fast. Less than a minute. I poop every day at the same time for less than a minute. Listen, that's right after I have my first cup of coffee. That's why. Yeah. Are you guys having fun? You're like Bobby's beat red. Bobby is completely beat red.
You'll have a heart attack.
Him and Chris are just playing fart sounds back and forth with each other.
Now, I'm going to leave the room now as I have just shit myself again.
Was that a fart?
You guys have problems? I don't get it. What? I don't get why fart jokes are so funny. Yeah.
Funny. We can relate to it.
Really?
I can.
Like, why is that funny? Like, when you poop and make those noises, do you laugh at yourself?
Absolutely, I do.
Do you really?
I do.
I'll be sitting there laughing because she said 10:30.
Oh, man.
And he played the fucking alarm clock.
You guys want to take a break?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Oh, you gotta take a shit?
It's not 10:30.
10:30 a.m.
You're gonna have a close encounter of the third kind.
Oh.
Jersey Jerk, all day, every day.
Woo! Yo, everybody, welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Make sure you email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. You can also Skype in. Our Skype name is Jersey Jerks. Make sure you find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm Missy, Chris, Marco,
you.
Fob, and welcome, bitches.
Who's welcome?
Welcome. Welcome to everyone. Coco is also in the house with us, hanging out over there, underneath there.
It's not his name, so shut the fuck up.
Stoli, I fucking forgot his name.
Oh, Jesus, man.
I'm used to calling him Coco for fucking 5 years.
Stupid woman.
Yeah, that's about right. There we go.
Everybody be mean and Missy.
Yep, it's about right.
Yeah.
Everybody be mean to Missy.
Everybody be mean to Missy.
Hey, man. I'm sick.
Is that Slayer?
Everybody be mean to Missy.
Oh, man. Yeah. So, my voice is groggling.
You stupid lady.
You right over there?
I'm good. Yeah.
If only Bruce Jenner had your voice.
I know.
He does. Maybe he would have stayed. His voice is so feminine.
No. It's Bruce getting Jenner. There. Yeah, he's trying. But
yeah,
if
he's
you listen
trying.
To it,
wait,
yeah.
has
if
they,
you listen to it, it's
have
not.
Have they done interviews with him as Caitlyn?
There's a preview. I'll pull it
yeah.
up.
Oh, please do, because yeah. I haven't heard his voice. Does he change it? Oh, no.
That's his voice.
Hold on.
Welcome back, y'all.
I'll try to get it.
Does he change his voice, though? Have you listened to it?
It's hot there.
There it is. He tries.
Okay.
I think he's trying. I mean, you figure... Oh, here we go. There's no commercial. How about that? There we go.
Gender identity. But how many people go through life and just waste an entire
life? How many people go through life?
Sounds exactly the same.
Sounds like,
same.
Sounds like Buffalo Bill.
Put the fucking lotion in the basket. I'd fuck me. He looks like an ex-girlfriend of mine.
You bragging about that?
I never had until a couple of weeks ago. Actually, a professional.
Well, I mean, he looks like a guy that, yeah. Look at the hands.
What a difference.
The man hands.
He's got big meat claws.
Okay, we're officially off the property. It's so bright out there. Look at that.
He is loving being a woman.
Someday you'll be normal.
It's absolutely disgusting. Who the fuck wants to be a transformer?
Me?
Whoa, transvestite, back off!
And he's trying to say it's the new normal. No, it's not.
What do you mean?
Being a trans, it's not quite to the point where it's the new normal.
I mean, that's a bizarre thing to say that it's a new normal.
He says it's the new normal.
It's the new normal.
It's the new normal.
It's like Bane's sister.
He sounds exactly the same.
I think his voice is a little lighter.
Yeah, he's not working on that for any reason.
Oh, no.
You know, you could have changed his tune a little bit during
surgery.
You
know he's going to slip up, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Pass me the fucking roast beef.
Well, don't you think that the hormones change the voice?
Yeah, it changes a little.
She had an Adam's apple as big as her ball.
Well, he had that shit shaved, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing to know.
Did
if
you
I
see
ever
the pictures?
Man,
did you look
okay?
at the pictures
yeah,
at all?
I got one up right now. I'm about to throw
it's
up.
My screensaver on my phone.
That one has
Vanity Fair.
Most of them don't have his feet in his hands. They're kind of like hiding it. That one,
dude,
you can see it right
he's
there.
He's
13
got
his, wide.
A girl with Hulk hands.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Could you imagine her jerking you off?
Woo. First of all, let's get this
my
straight.
Dick's small enough. I don't need.
I don't care
like that.
What Bruce Jenner did. It's not a girl. It's still a dude.
I wanted to move my penis around to the backside of my ass.
If you cut the engine out of a Ferrari and you put it in a fucking Yugo, it's not a Ferrari. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, he didn't cut off any.
He didn't. No. He left it. So he how does anyone call him a Caitlyn?
I don't know.
Is he going to get rid of his penis?
I don't know if he's ready.
How do you just wake up one day and be like, "Yeah, I don't need it anymore. I'm cutting it off. I'm done."
If that's the case, I would have cut mine off years ago.
It's dried up and useless anyway.
Rusting away anyway.
The only blowjob it gets is when your fart travels forward.
Oh my God.
Goes up the balls.
Yeah.
Oh,
I had a fart that hurt my balls. Yeah, it's pretty. You know, it's fucked up too, because I remember as a kid seeing him in all the Wheaties commercials and shit, and the dude, like, you know, jumping hurdles, and he was like, he was a beast, and now he's a beast.
You think you don't look any bit attractive for a 65-year-old
no, and
woman?
And the fact that you're asking me, you
I'm
find him
asking.
Somewhat attractive.
I'm just asking yeah. you.
No, no. The only Transformer I liked was Optimus Prime.
Just
no.
a question.
No, I don't know.
So do you?
Yes, obviously, because he wouldn't ask that. It's on his mind.
Look, I mean,
it's on his mind. How do you
she's
even...
not hot.
Stop calling her she.
She, he.
No,
not
it's
hot.
A she now. He changed.
I mean,
Shim.
Well, wait, he still has a penis, though, so I'm confused.
I think...
That's a terrible picture.
It puts the lotion.
It puts the lotion in the vagina. Oh, I don't have one yet.
Wait, in this interview that's coming up,
yes.
are they going to explain, like, if whether or
it's
not he's...
It's an eight-part docu-series that are
going to
play
so he's probably going to get complete gender reassignment, right?
I guess. I don't know. I'm not in the loop.
I would think so, if he's saying that he's
going
to be...
Why not? You've gone this far. You've taken, you know... Women hormones for...
Oh, my God. He does look like an ex-girlfriend of yours.
Right? You know what I'm talking about?
Look at this picture.
You know what I'm talking.
I think I got
wow.
It. Hold on, oh, keep my, that picture
It's
up.
A shame, too, because his ex-girlfriend, the one he's referring to, she's actually... Didn't she turn into a model or something?
She tried.
After she left you?
I think
she...
If your ex-girlfriend had quagmire chin, it would be identical.
Hold on, I'm going to... I think she's...
Oh, God.
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
I think she's in here somewhere. Give me a kiss, Mark.
Kiss me. Kiss me. Just do it.
So that's why you think that she's attractive. Right,
kiss me, Mark.
Maybe.
It reminds you of your past.
Maybe.
Touch my cock.
Well, let me see.
Did you guys play tummy sticks?
God.
Jesus. All right, Ed, pull that up. Is that match?
Pull it out.
I want to see.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
That's how he should have been born, apparently.
Wow. Right? So you definitely are digging Caitlin.
Sure am.
Oh, my God, Chris.
I just leave that up.
Please don't. Do we still use the camera? Put the camera on that fucking thing.
How beautiful am I? I'll turn it on and see. Oh, I'm so pretty. I use lots of lotion.
Oh, this fucking thing.
Oh, forget it. That's as good as it's going to
get. I'm hanging with the Jersey Jerks.
I think that Caitlin looks like a mixture between Cindy Crawford and Jessica Lange.
What?
Yeah. I think if you smush them together, everybody's that's what
saying,
she looks
everybody's
like.
Everybody's saying Jessica Lange.
For Jessica sure. Lange's going to fucking hang herself.
Yeah, yep. She should hang herself because Jessica back Lange. In the day, Jessica Lange was a piece of fucking ass.
Yeah, but she's not now.
You think Caitlin would have been a piece of ass back in the day?
Who?
Caitlin.
You must not be talking about Bruce, are you? he's about as attractive as Bruce Lee. Or Bruce Dern. Ah, where's my Oscar? So what is he like in the dudes? Cause
no.
What?
No.
So he turned himself into a woman to be a lesbian?
I have friends that did that.
You have Transformer friends.
I do.
Bumblebee.
I have two. And they
got the surgery?
Like, mm-hmm. They still like women.
Why?
They just
because they felt more comfortable being a woman. They always wanted to be a woman.
They wanted to be a woman and are attracted to women.
Yes.
Did any of them get their thing cut off?
Yep.
Both of them?
Yep.
Did they show it to you?
Yep.
No.
Yeah, it looks like a normal vagina.
No, it does not way. Stop that.
No way.
Okay.
And
it
if
looks
it
like
does,
a nice vagina.
And if it does.
It looks like a nice vagina, though.
Shame on the girls that I've seen who'd had ugly vaginas.
Yeah, it looks.
That were girls.
From the stories that we have told on this show, it sounds like these vaginas are pretty top notch.
I don't understand, though. They don't get wet.
They do.
They do?
Yeah, they get stuff put inside them and shit.
So they
what do you mean stuff?
Stuff glitches out?
Yeah. They got a
button.
Pee. They still got a pee.
No,
they are Transformers. They hit a button and stuff comes out.
We're talking when they get wet. Obviously, you can route the fucking the pipes.
Yeah.
But we're talking about like wet, just getting wet, just getting horny and wet.
Yeah, of course.
Jesus Christ.
Because, like, a penis has pre-jack, so you
Paisley
change...
lubricants all over my foot.
You change the route. You kind of, like, take the penis and cut it in half.
Yeah, you call an audible at the line of scrimmage.
And you turn it inside out, and you just kind of stuff it in there. Wow. And then it's still got...
Were you jealous of their vagina when you saw it?
No, I have a vagina.
You were
nice
like,
vagina.
Man, I could get rid of this beat-up one for that
my
one.
My vagina's not beat up, asshole. But, no, they look nice.
Oh.
They look really nice.
Lick my pussy.
About that one.
And think about it. They spend so much money to get this done. Of course it's going to come out looking good.
Show us your badge.
That's why I'm confused by this. But I'm also confused by people that like
I was about to say, we have Bailey J on the network. And
I binge watched the shit out of Inside Amy Schumer over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And Bailey J was actually on it. Amy Schumer interviewed her, and it was all about, like...
Did they show her 3-foot cock?
No. But they talked about it. But they talked about it, so I was like, oh, okay, like, I want to know more. And it's, she's just like, oh, I just want to have it. Cock. I'm just like, oh, all right,
Missy,
okay.
Missy, here's a question. Out of us three guys, who would make the prettiest woman? It's a legitimate question.
I'm glad I didn't shave today.
The prettiest woman?
Yeah.
We'd all be disgusting as women.
God,
I
mean,
are you kidding me?
Speak for yourself, boys.
I mean, probably Fob.
What? Why?
You have, like...
Don't even say I have feminine features, because I know I have tits, but I can lose them.
This is going to go south really
oh
quick.
Oh, my God, fat bitch.
Keep going.
No.
Yeah, go ahead. No. No, I want to know.
Your face
Since
is,
they want to know.
Your face is more symmetrical.
What do you mean, round?
As opposed to what? Trapezoidal? What's
no, wrong with but their women faces? Have more symmetrical faces.
What do you mean? Try to be a little bit more descriptive.
Like symmetry.
Oh, okay, that explains it.
I'll tell you what. Why don't we do this? Why don't we get back to symmetry later? Find another way to describe it. What do I have, like female cheekbones? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's not.
Okay. You look good in a muumuu.
Really? Did you see me wear one? Because I don't remember putting one on. How
you
drunk was I?
Marco's face is too...
Pelican-y?
Like, yeah, well, you're like jaw is too strong or something. You would look like...
Which one?
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you have,
looks like he has a football in his mouth.
You have like a big square head.
Not jaws.
But you have like a square head.
Okay. So why isn't Chris, why wouldn't he be a good-looking woman?
Yeah, Chris got a
Chris
big head.
Chris has a hairy face.
That's true. His beard starts right at his eyelids.
Like, seriously, it's all over.
So picture him with a wig on.
No.
And shaved.
Oh, my God, no. No.
No, that's terrifying.
Hey, fuck you, bitch.
I'm glad I'm...
Do you want to look like a woman,
no.
Asshole?
All right. What would your transgender voice be? No, what
it would be Bane.
Yeah. I walk around like Bane. I talk like Bane.
Good.
Yeah.
Check out my new titties, boys.
Oh my God.
Come back, you fat bitch!
There's no vagina in here.
Well, wait. No, I want to ask you guys now that who do you guys think? What? Who do you think would be the best?
Fucking me.
I'd rather kill myself.
Marco, you're so vain. You're so salty.
Put a wig and a dress on this.
I'll tell you what. If anything, Marco has the closest legs to a woman.
That's true. I do.
Just because they're naturally hairless.
So take
from
your body and Fob's face and make a lady.
My grooming would be easy. I got no chest hair to worry about, no back hair. Three arm hairs. I'm good.
He's got the biggest tits, too, so.
His nipples are huge.
I'll pull them out.
No.
Put them on camera.
I can't.
Put
them
on Caitlin. Her.
Oh, my God. So you really think it's you? You say your sad face?
No, I don't know it. I'm trying to picture you guys with wigs. I really don't know. I can't answer that question.
Bailey J is super hot, though. You guys don't think
but
so?
But Bailey J probably looked like a feminine man before
all
that.
She did say that in the interview.
Well, that
saying,
probably would help her case. Yeah. Bruce Jenner didn't look like a feminine man before the transforming.
I mean, he didn't look super manly, though. I don't think so.
You got to look up his pictures from when he was actively in the Olympics.
I will do that right now. Because, yeah, I was talking to my mom about it the other day, and she said, like, oh, my God.
She would know firsthand.
He was so hot, like, back in the day. And yeah. I was like, what?
Oh, I'm not like, anymore.
I used to be a pussy magnet.
Now I need a magnet to hold on this pussy.
Oh, my God.
I'm Bruce Jenner. I mean, Caitlin.
Yeah, see, this is all... Oh, shit, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, he was super manly.
Right.
He was, like was hot as hell.
He was
yeah.
like Superman. He really was. He was like a real-life Superman back in the 70s.
He got a lot of plastic surgery.
No shit.
Really?
Holy shit.
Welcome to Kardashian House.
Wow. Holy fuck.
What are you doing, Marco?
You yeah, he pictures? Was a good-looking man.
The hell are
Thank
you doing?
You, Missy.
He has hair all over his neck, though. That's weird.
Where?
Like in this one Olympic picture.
Oh, well.
See,
you're talking about the 70s.
I had a neck beard.
Yeah, but right here? It's weird. I don't know.
You looking at my cock?
Do you have hair here? Oh, shit, you do.
Where?
I have hair everywhere.
You're right here?
I'm fucking disgusting.
You're like a wolf man.
He shaves his eyeballs.
Ew.
It does suck to have body hair like
yeah,
crazy.
That would
it
suck.
Really does suck.
How come your eyebrows don't grow together? Do you shave that?
I mean, I get like a couple, like one or two random hairs in between, but yeah, I do get
wow.
rid of them.
That would suck.
No, they chose sides.
they're about to do battle.
yeah. They chose sides.
Yeah. I don't know. He was manly, fucking right. He was.
Right. That's
yeah.
what I mean. And now this.
I think she looks pretty, though.
It's a he.
You know what? I have no problem with what he did to each his own.
Listen,
but the people
who
say, oh,
did.
My God, she's beautiful, you're
Stop
a fucking
it.
Idiot. It's a man in a dress.
Stop it.
He looks like a man in a dress.
How about all the, like, famous celebrities
Here's
coming
before.
Out and, like, oh.
His hair was sweet.
Saying that shit. Like, you really think they mean it? Or is it, let me just jump
no,
on
he had, like, Partridge think, Family hair.
I think they might cute. Be, I think they might be happy for him.
Right.
But at the same time, like, she's not beautiful. It's a dude in a dress.
I'm beautiful.
He looks like a dude in a dress.
Yeah, but he's changing his identity. He's changing his gender now.
Do you think he's...
I thought he was getting a pussy. So I'm confused.
I thought he got one also.
Yeah, it doesn't look like he has any in that photo.
Well, he's probably tucking it back. A little tuck action.
God. Did you see that restaurant that in like Canada... That tweeted out a picture of...
Dude, if I was your ex-girlfriend, I'd kill myself.
Absolutely, I would.
It's starting to look more and more like your ex. Did your ex have a cock and balls too?
Wait, not is that I know of. Is that Caitlin?
Yeah. Unless she tucked it back.
Oh, man.
That's Bruce.
You guys are totally against this.
I'm not against what it did.
Oh, man.
I just... That's,
you just don't agree with it, I guess.
No, it's not even agree. Like, I don't think they should have never... First of all, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
But... Don't ask me if I think this thing is pretty, because to me, it's Bruce Jenner.
Right.
I had his fucking Wheaties boxes when I was five.
For people who follow sports, Bruce Jenner's a legend.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, show me. Now, I just heard Charles Barkley is getting it done, too.
That's not true, right?
Charmaine Barkley.
Do you have these knuckleheads? Yeah, I think I look pretty.
I said, this is like blasphemous, then, in the sports world. Are sports people talking out about it?
He's going to get the
He's going to get the ESPY for the Courage Award.
I used to shoot hoops. Now I wear them.
So, but has any celebrities or sports people come out?
A bunch. They're a bunch on
And
on
all
Twitter.
Being supportive?
Absolutely. Except
I saw Snoop Dogg say
Snoop
some
Dogg
up shit.
And
I'll tell you what. If
baseball player, it's in the final. J.R. Smith.
I'll tell you what, though. If
Jared, called him a science experiment.
If Jared, I'll tell you, if Jared Leto bows out of the Suicide Squad... He would be a great Joker.
That's
Hi, Batman.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh.
You get the joke?
Like, in this picture, he looks like he's been dead for, like, 10 years.
Well, he wasn't looking too hot on the Kardashians for a while.
He was because he was starting to go through his hormone treatment.
Was he?
Yeah.
No way. So when he was still married to Chris.
He says when they separated.
Is when it really started.
Yeah.
You want to see? He actually posted his ultimate goal picture. Do you want to see it?
Oh, shut up.
Nice. I'm Caitlin, motherfucker.
Who is that?
I have no idea.
How did you get that?
I don't know.
Photo?
I typed in Bruce Jenner images, and this is one of them. It's the first thing that came to mind. Look at his fucking high school yearbook picture. He's like Superman. He's
oh my
Clark Kent.
God.
He could have been Superman.
Is that symmetrical?
65 years he wanted to be a chick.
I'm starting to understand something here. Are you saying symmetrical is in fat face? Fat face men look like women?
No.
That's what I'm gathering from it.
Well,
no!
What the fuck? I'm not the only one here with a fat face.
No, you all have fat faces, so you can all be women.
Go
all
fuck
right?
yourself,
fuck
you
whore.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. God damn it. You can all be women, you fairies.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
They should come out with an app that can like be like Caitlyn Jenner me.
Huh?
And, like, you put your photo in it, and then it would, like...
Tranny
like,
app?
Yeah.
There you go. That would actually make money.
I want to see if there is one, because I bet there's an app for everything. So
go for it. Create it.
There's this app that patent you can... I should create it.
I can't get over. I can't get over talking about it. I can't get over that it does kind of look like your ex a little bit. Does, I'm amazed.
That's
it.
Why
like when she's 65,
he looks like he could have been your ex's mom.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
It's crazy.
Which is crazy because your ex was attractive, but this one here.
Have you reached out
so
to
much.
Your ex?
No, I haven't talked to her in 15 years.
You should text her. Hey, Bruce.
She's probably in hiding right now.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what, though? It's amazing what airbrushing does, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Before and after.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez.
Sorry.
I mean, there's a lot of transgender apps.
What?
Wait, what should I put? Transgender...
App.
Morphine app.
Morphine. Right.
Yeah, morphine. That's what I would take. If I...
How do you spell morphine?
Morphine or morphing?
Morphine, like the Power Rangers.
No, that's not the word. Add a G
like
at
Mighty
the
Morphin.
End. No, it's morphing with a G at the end.
Oh.
Hi, I'm a dictionary. Have we met?
No.
Transgender and morphine app. No results. Yes.
There you go.
I got to make it happen. But there is a
I can't wait to see the Wheaties box with this new Bruce Jenner on it.
I saw one that said, instead of saying Wheaties, it said something else.
Titties?
It said something fairies. Offensive.
Offensive?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it was...
No, I can't wait for this. I can't wait for the next Family Guy reference to this.
Oh, my God. Did you see that? Like, in 2009?
No.
Stewie is talking about Bruce Jenner to Brian. And he's saying, no, Bruce Jenner's not really a man. He's really a woman. Yeah, there you go.
That's the
scene.
Yeah,
that's the scene. That's fucking crazy, no,
Brian.
Though.
Me, Caitlin, and Rupert.
So those Wheaties boxes are probably going to be worth a lot of money now.
Oh, yeah. I just threw mine out.
You threw it out?
Yeah.
Why?
Because Bruce is dead.
Oh my god.
What?
He's a mighty morphing Power Ranger now.
What do his sons like? Do you still call him dad?
I mean, how lucky is Sonny Bono that he killed himself? Well, not killed himself, but he died skiing.
Skiing, that's great.
Yo, Bruce Jenner was in Playgirl.
I don't know.
Holy shit.
None of us read that.
Yeah. We skipped that episode for that issue. No, but like Sonny Bono's dead, didn't see what his daughter went through, right. Chaz.
Mm-hmm. Which nobody really gave a fuck.
Nobody gives a fuck. Who the fuck is Chaz Bono? Nobody gives a shit about
nobody cares.
Her, him, whatever the fuck it is.
Chaz. Him.
It's like fucking Kevin James now.
It sure does. Get on that.
Well,
develop that app.
You know what? I feel like I should.
Now, let me ask you guys a question.
I'll find a burger.
Let me ask you two gentlemen a question.
Yes.
Do you think Missy would make a handsome man a good looking man?
She's got the voice, so she's a step ahead.
She's got the voice. Yeah. She can definitely do like between like the sheets. Man. You're listening to Missy on Between the Sheets.
Oh my God.
But do you think she could pass as a man?
Could I look like a dude?
Someone passes a woman, me.
Oh, thanks.
Take your glasses off real quick.
I feel like when I wear no makeup and put my hair in a ponytail, I
look like my God.
I feel
that's
like gotta I
look,
look
like
brutal. Okay, cunt. Fuck you.
She ugly. She ugly.
You wake up next to her, she has like a 5 o'clock shadow.
Oh my god. So then I obviously would be okay.
I don't think
I could
pull off.
Like
actually, you could pull off Bruce Jenner. You could be Bruce Jenner.
She has not the chin.
No.
Oh my
god. I gotta find the picture again.
He has a totally different nose than me.
Almost.
I have a big nose. He had like a nice little nose.
If Missy was a man, this is what she would look like.
Oh my God, Fabio. Fuck you.
Let me see. Weather face check.
Fuck you, Marco.
Fuck yous all around.
Yeah, all the fucks are all to you.
Yeah, no makeup, hat, tomboy it up.
I tomboy it up all the time.
I would love to see her cut her hair off like a dude. Like, see what it.
Ah, that
it.
Will never happen.
No, wear a hat next time. Put everything under the hat.
I can do that. I can see if I look like a man.
No, but she does that sometimes anyway. Yeah. You do that sometimes.
Hell yeah, all
the time.
Doesn't
look like a man. She sounds like a man.
Does
she don't
my
look
face
like
she has a penis like a man. I don't know.
You do have a manly jaw.
What?
What? Start a car there. What?
I have a manly jaw.
A little bit, yeah. You have a manly jaw.
What?
Not cheeks. You have a manly jaw. Actually,
fuck.
Your jaw's manlier than mine. Mine's too symmetrical.
All right, so I look like a man.
No.
Fuck.
No, you don't. I don't think you look like a man, but you have a.
But do you think I could pass for a man?
No.
What if I got surgeries done?
Like if no. you took the boobs off and.
No, I'll keep the boobs and just get it.
You're no Hillary Swank, that's for sure.
She pulled that off perfectly.
She did.
She fucking did.
I thought it was a dude.
Yeah. I still like think it is a dude.
Could be.
I don't think I look like a man. Really.
No. No, you
I
don't.
I have cheeks. Like
you have high cheekbones.
Yeah, like yeah. My cheeks would. And my eyes. They're girly, I feel. Is that a thing?
I don't know. Not when, girly? Not when you spray paint all that shit around it.
I have barely
what,
any
black
makeup
circles?
On right now.
No, no, no.
I have barely any makeup
she
on
always
right
has
now.
Like, you don't have makeup. She always has like graffiti around her eyeballs.
What?
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 Does she sign it Esco on the lid?
Yeah.
What? I have graffiti.
He said your makeup looks like shit.
I'm getting that. I have to look at myself now. You're making me insecure.
Do you have a mirror on that thing?
No, I'm selfieing.
Is that how you do it? You selfie
yeah.
And oh, okay.
I definitely couldn't be a man.
You got a hanger on the right side.
I have feminine lips.
Huh?
But the chin, maybe you're right.
It's the chin. Yeah, it's the chin. Chin and a little bit of the jaw. You're gonna have jowls in about 10 years.
I'm not gonna have
Let me see
jowls.
Your hands. Yeah, how big are your hands?
My hands are big and manly.
Holy shit!
And they're veiny.
Man, you chop some wood with them.
I know. My fucking hands are so gross. I hate them.
Lumberjack.
My feet are like this too. They're
oh,
so gross.
Long and veiny. How's your penis look?
Same thing.
Long and veiny.
Long and veiny. I'm veiny across the board. I hate my fucking hands. Hate them.
Do you have veiny tits?
No.
I was just asking. I've seen those before, and those are.
That's disgusting.
Show me a
they are disgusting. That's why I asked. You
it's
said
like
everything's
transparent
veiny.
Skin.
Yeah.
Ugh. No, these always pop out too. Well, fuckers.
From all the jerking. So the parking lot handies that you give out.
Oh my god.
$5. Hold on. After I take my 10:30 shit, I'll be out on the beach after smoking a pump.
Wash your hands.
Oh my god.
Lizzie pumps a lot of gas in Philly.
No, seriously.
Seriously.
Seriously. There's this one picture on Instagram, and my hands are so large and in charge. It's so disgusting.
Palm a basketball.
I probably could.
No, you can't.
Yeah? You don't think they're
big? No, they're not that big.
No, they're not that big.
Why, do you guys all have feminine little baby hands?
No, I have fucking sausage hands.
Yeah, me too.
Marco's got gorilla hands.
Are my hands bigger than your hands?
No, but they're red as shit. Why?
I don't know. Oh, I had them.
It's that Indian blood.
That's right. Look. Look how veiny and gross.
Ew.
I know.
What were you doing that day? Lifting kegs?
No.
She was doing keg tosses.
Listen, I have
go
to
CrossFit.
I have to lift burpees. 75 pounds for my job.
What are you lifting for
you
your
have to
job?
What?
I have to, in my job description, I have to be able to lift
what
75
What
male
is 75 pounds?
Engineering equipment.
You but you
don't
have to
engineers there?
Yeah, that? But it's fucking my job. I fucking do it. I lifted something that was 78 pounds today.
Did you tell them that wasn't in your job description?
Those are
no, I let everybody know so when I get my review. I did 3 pounds more.
Jesus Christ. How's that place still running?
Hey, man, I'm a good worker. I'm a hard worker.
I guess you are. You're still there?
Yeah.
Still rocking Bill Clinton all over the office?
Of course. That's my homie.
Yeah.
Love me some Bill.
How do you think Bill feels about Caitlin?
Oh, my God. There's this meme going around. And
yeah, I saw it.
You saw
he
it?
He wants a taste of that.
And
yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's Bill, and he's like looking to the side, and Chelsea is standing there.
Well, did
there.
You hear that he – I heard something along the lines that Bruce was inspired by – what's her name? Monica Lewinsky.
What?
Yeah. Something with those two names. Like, look it up. I'm telling you. I'm not making this up.
I want to look it up. So anyway, in the meme, Chelsea's saying, oh, fuck, I don't remember it now.
Dad, stop. That's Bruce Jenner.
Oh, that's it. Fuck. All right. I ruined it.
Yeah, you totally fucking ruined it.
I bombed it. Yeah. Well,
Chelsea said.
Well, listen to this stop. Shit. Dennis Rodman said that he wants to go on a date with Caitlin.
That doesn't shock me, though.
Yeah.
All right, no, I'll pass. I don't date black guys. My name's Caitlin, not crazy.
But like, I don't get
my name's Caitlin, not Kim, crazy Jenner.
Wait,
not Kim, Chloe, Kendall.
Do
Kylie.
You believe that horseshit that Kanye was supportive?
Yes,
because he's
next.
Because he's a half a fag. Sorry for my French, but he's kind of gay.
He may come out as gay one day. I would believe that.
I don't doubt it.
I wouldn't doubt it.
He's got a lot of feminine qualities.
He's very. He would be. He could be a woman. Look like.
Fuck
a woman.
you black motherfucker!
Shit, this is like. I want to see this so bad now. Hurry.
What?
That Caitlin
said.
It's like
the end of July, isn't it? Oh, I thought you were talking about the docu-series.
No, well, now I want to see this little...
Look, Missy tweeted a pic of her hands on Twitter.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
Did you shave your hands before the show tonight?
I don't have hairy hands. They're just large.
Yeah, hairy knuckles?
No. No, do I? No. I'm like, should I check? I don't know. Oh, I got to read this.
Yeah, just be it during the show. It's cool.
Oh, yeah, my God.
We'll get another email about this.
There's too much dead air.
All right, I'll read it later then.
You can read it out loud since it's part of the discussion.
Well, I want to make sure that it's correct. And plus, it's in an article with a million other things.
Your ADD must be killing you.
Oh, my God. You have no idea. Like, I feel like my eyeballs can't even focus right now.
That's just because you got to read.
Fuck you. I can read all the time. All right,
how do you see the screen with your giant thumb blocking it?
You're an asshole.
Why do you put your penis on the phone?
Okay, listen. 2 weeks after her facial feminization surgery, Jenner listened to a TED Talk by Lewinsky. Once pilloried. What the fuck just happened?
You forgot English?
Once pilloried in the press for an affair with former President Bill Clinton,
yeah.
In which she described herself as patient zero of the cyberbullying era.
She smoked my cigar through her pussy.
I know. I mean, I don't see the correlation, though.
Would you dyke it out with Caitlin?
No.
Do you think Caitlin's attractive?
I don't
attractive?
Like older people. Yeah, I mean, I think that...
What's going to happen when you become an older person?
They're just going to stay the same age.
You're still going to.
What did you say? You're just going to stay the same age? Is that what you just said?
No, I said they're going to stay the same age.
No, I'm saying when you're older, what are you going to think of old people then? Will you be more accepting, you think?
Probably not. No. I mean, I don't know. What do you mean?
You're going to be like a 65-year-old senior citizen hater while you're a senior citizen?
Oh, no, not at all. But, like, it's just very hard for me to find sexually attractive.
I want you to meet my boyfriend. He's just graduated high school.
No, I like Carmen Electra.
His name's
still
BJ.
Like. Oh, God. But I like.
And he has a car bed, too.
I didn't even get that. No, I just got it.
He's picking me up on his Huffy.
No, I will be more accepting because, you know, all my friends will be older, too. So, like.
They'll be married.
But,
with
like,
kids
it's
30.
He's so. 65 is so old.
You think Missy's going to date one of her friend's kids at some point in her life?
Probably.
I'm oh, my God. Heart. No. Never.
I'll babysit.
Oh, my God. No, I'll never do that. Never.
Do you think this bra is too tight?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No. Awkward turtle. So, anyway, I guess the only reason that she found inspiration for Monica Lewinsky is because she was bullied a lot. The fuck? It doesn't make sense.
From
the article, it made no sense.
Monica was bullied?
She said she was patient zero of the cyberbullying error.
Oh.
And then that made Caitlyn be able to understand because
women are just haters. They hated on Monica Lewinsky because
I love Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah, she's your hero.
Fucking right.
You probably want to smell her vagina.
I mean, I mean, not now, but...
Probably smells like an old cigar.
I mean, out of all the chicks that Bill cheated with, she was probably the best looking one, though. You know?
I don't remember what the other ones look
like. They
look
like horses and shit.
Never thought Monica was attractive. Not then, not now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, she's gross.
Yeah, she's disgusting.
She was fat.
She's a pig. No, she was gross.
Oh, so it was a quote that Monica Lewinsky had said back in the 90s that Jenner, that resonated with Jenner. And it is, anyone who is suffering from shame and public humiliation needs to know one thing. You can survive it. That's it.
I have that tattooed on my tit. It's on the outside of my labia.
Do you guys see all those memes that are going around and it's of like soldiers with their like legs blown off and shit? And they're like, no, this is like true courage.
They're like, hold on, we're in a hurry. We got to go thank Caitlyn Jenner for her courage.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, they got like no legs. Didn't,
you mean that's crazy to compare the two. I think really, they're so stupid.
It's very bizarre to compare the two, it actually. Is.
I mean, you're talking two different types of courage.
Did they give her, did they make a bow for him? You know how like the yellow ones for the troops.
Yeah. It can't be pink.
It's rainbow.
That's for the gays.
Rainbows for
Yeah.
We need it's an Autobot symbol.
I have no idea.
Oh my god!
I'm a Decepticon.
I like how you said Autobot, not Decepticon.
There's nothing deceiving about that at all, man.
Sorry, my ball popped out.
I need to know.
Like, how awful would that be? Let's say, all right, let's say you lived in the same city as this guy, right? And you're obviously, you'd probably make a lot of money and you go to, you know, expensive restaurants. So you go to take a piss in the restaurant, this fucking dude, it's like Joanna Man. Like, just shows up at the urinal next to you, pulls Joanna up his skirt and just starts pissing. It's like, what the fuck is going on right now? Which,
like so that. He was in an accident that killed somebody before his
like a month ago.
So yeah, so does that still count?
Yeah, he apparently lost his hurdling skills.
Does that still count? Does because since Bruce is gone,
it's not manslaughter; it's woman slaughter.
Bruce is gone, right?
Yeah, you can't blame him.
No,
he's gone. Try to find him. He's in the courtroom and they're like, the defense calls Bruce Jenner to the podium.
I don't see him. He didn't show up.
That's his legs rubbing together.
I forgot to shave.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking gross, man. I don't know what the deal is with that shit.
I don't think. I mean, good for him, but, you know. It was weird just because of who he was.
I was curious
to see if that was really going to happen. You know, and it's just weird because it's Bruce Jenner, Olympic hero, man amongst men. Not anymore. He was like, I'm still dad.
Yeah.
And mom.
So if you had to pick a current athlete who 35 years from now would do something like this, who would it be?
Like you, who I think would actually go through with it?
Yeah.
Michael Sam.
He's halfway there. He's gay.
Yeah, he sucks cock. He practically did it on ESPN on the night of the draft. And the Rams pick Michael Sam. He's putting cake on his boyfriend's dick and he's licking him off. And the guy in the control room's like, all right, do a close up.
I heard, what's his name? He used to be a hockey player. It's kind of like that.
Please tell me.
Fucking asshole. Yeah. He used to play for the Rangers. I think he last played for the Rangers. Sean Avery was kind of
what?
Like, he was working for Vogue magazine.
Sean Avery. Isn't that the guy that was like.
He used to get a ton of pussy.
Yeah, he was banging what's her name from the chick from the girl next door for a while. Uh-huh. What?
Yeah, he's into fashion and shit like that. And there's like rumors that he's like a cross dresser and maybe wants to. Swear to God.
Oh no! You know who's going to have the surgery?
Tom Brady,
Cindy Crosby.
Yeah, Cindy.
That's mine.
No, what's his name? The fucking goalie for the Rangers now.
Henrik Lundqvist.
Yeah. He's going to grow his hair out a little longer, longer locks.
He's not gay. He's just a faggot.
Well, I mean, he might as well be a woman opening his legs at the most crucial game of the series. Gave it up too easy. What the fuck? Uh-oh. Blowing up. Here we go. Oh, my brother said Steve Avery.
Is this Steve Avery?
I don't fucking know. You guys talk about it.
I don't know. Steve Avery, Sean Avery.
Sean Avery.
So whatever, he's going to be transgender now, too?
Get your shit right. Huh?
He's going to be transgender.
No, people are saying that.
Who would I like to see have this? Tony Romo.
Yes.
Yeah. And he doesn't have to change his name, because Tony could technically be a girl's name, too.
That's true.
Yeah. Tony with an I. Right.
Yep.
Perfect.
Exactly.
Right. Tony Romo.
Hey, Tony. I love the work you got done.
Fucking faggot.
Thanks, Caitlin. What do you think, Missy?
I think it's wonderful. Now, what you gonna do, brother?
Now I'm fucking Hulk Hogan.
You might as well
Jesus
be.
Jesus Christ.
He got his hands.
Oh, my God. What if he became a woman?
Who?
Hulk Hogan.
He's got the tits for it.
Yeah. I could see that. I could see Hulk Hogan doing
I
that.
I can't. That's a pretty disgusting large woman.
And he would get feminization surgery, apparently.
Mm.
I didn't realize that was a thing.
What you gonna do, brother, when his vagina wraps around you?
Oh, fuck.
Make sure you say your prayers and you do your cocaine off toilet seats.
Is he, like, currently seeing anybody?
Who?
Bruce Jenner or Caitlyn Jenner?
No. He said no. He's not interested in any of that.
I'm single at the moment.
He's not,
not interested in a partner. He did say he's not sure how he's going to feel when it's all said
like
and
dating?
Done. Yeah.
Well, when they finally put in that last spark plug, apparently he's going to like men then.
That's it, man.
They completely rebuilt him from scratch.
I don't think he's ever going to like men, though.
I don't know how any man can like men.
Disgusting.
Yeah. I don't even know how women can like men. I just thought it was like, you know.
We're nasty human beings.
Round peg in the round hole type thing. I figure it just fits. But I don't know how. I mean, I'm so disgusted by my own self. I couldn't imagine, like, you know, another man. Like, body hair, balls, sweat. Ew. Ew, ew, ew. Like, who wants that? That's so gross. That's fucking disgusting.
Well, I mean.
You know, like women.
You're a girl.
I almost think
men are attractive. Yeah.
I almost think women like just put up with that part because it just comes natural to them. You know, because they like the rest of the man.
No, girls like men.
Women don't go to bars and be like, you know, they just look at cock. You know, it's not like, you know, cocks and balls are hanging out of pants. It's not that kind of society. Although
no,
it would make things
engage.
A lot easier.
You try to gauge? Is that
absolutely.
What,
everybody tries to gauge.
Look at the lump in his pants.
Girls are crazy.
Look at the lump in his
girls
pants.
Girls are probably worse than
do you ever, like,
guys.
Bump yeah, into them and try to get a feel? Like, you know,
there's a great, by the way.
No, I'm very blunt,
there's an awesome
so.
Fucking YouTube channel. This dude puts a fucking, has a button camera on his shirt. And he puts a huge, like, I don't know, like, I guess he put, like, a fake dick in his pants. And it's, like, 15 inches long. And he sits on the subway all day and just records women's faces. You have to see these women. Some of them are hilarious.
Yeah.
They are literally orgasming as they're watching.
I believe
like,
that.
They'll sit there and he'll put these little cloud bubbles with words like, I wonder what she's thinking. Because she starts licking her lips and like biting her bottom lip and shit.
I just
YouTube it and it'll come up. Trust me.
All right, I'll do
I watched, there was like four videos. I watch it. It was so fucking funny. Like, this guy, all you
that's
see
a good
is
idea.
All you see is the video camera pointing at these women sitting across. Some of them are with their boyfriends, and they're like distracting their boyfriends and just staring down at his crotch.
Fucking horse.
Well, the whole point of this was to show that it's, you know, why do men get shit on for staring at women's like tits or whatever? You know, it's not like women don't stare at men. He's like, I'll prove it, and that's what he did. He went out.
You goddamn right. I'm glad he proved it.
You're a guy. You think just like us.
Girl. All girls do.
All girls.
A lot of girls do. a lot. You should hear some of the conversations with some of my friends. Holy shit.
I would love for you to record one.
Just I will. I will with
LaToya. That would actually be.
Don't let her know you're recording.
No.
I won't.
Yeah, don't. Yeah. But put your phone on. You have a memo recorder?
Yes. The conversations we have are insane.
Snapchat that shit.
Insane. No, I only have 10 second Snapchats.
All right. Do 100 of them.
I'd have to keep stopping. No, I will. I totally will because we say some fucking great shit. Like, we're hysterically laughing, like, on the ground.
Yeah, but I mean, do you guys.
Dudes or...
No, not at all.
No, they probably talk about what they would do to certain men's members. Members
pretty
only.
Much. Yeah. All right, so I was Googling it so I would remind myself later. And I put, like, guy on Subway penis.
guy on Subway penis. Yeah, that's
was
close.
That Jared came up?
And, a fucking story about a
Bruce
guy.
Bruce Jenner came up.
Like, the Subway was so crowded, and he was, like, the door closed on his dick.
What?
Yeah, that's...
What was it, out of his pants?
And he had an erection, apparently.
Oh,
Jesus. Oh, man.
Do you know he's going to make or she's going to make $500 million?
What?
Because he just turned to a woman with...
All right, I'm cutting off my dick
tomorrow. No shit. $500 million?
Yeah. For what?
I think MAC
Book deals.
Cosmetics is already going to make him the cover what? Girl.
No way. MAC. That sounds right.
Estee Lauder, I think, is involved.
Mm.
Estee
Barocco.
He's there too.
Oh shit. Wait, is that just estimated?
Yeah.
Okay. CoverGirl's really gonna make him a spokesmodel?
Mac
is, yeah. I believe girl. That. I believe Mac doing that.
Because they're cutting edge.
Yeah, they use Lady Gaga and everything else.
Unbelievable.
Of course she was like tweeting how happy she is.
Well, she has an alter ego that's a man.
Who's a manly looking woman?
Madonna.
Missy.
Madonna.
Fuck you.
Madonna looks like David Letterman.
Madonna's old looking.
But she looks manly now. She is. She's manly.
Lena Dunham.
Manly. Ugh, that disgusting cunt.
I love
ugh. So gross. There's a believable show.
She's not
the
doing
ugliest girl on the planet has a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe that. What guy would fucking... I mean...
The guy from Fun.
From huh?
The band Fun is her boyfriend.
It's Fun.
Remember Fun?
No.
They had that
did
song...
Did they open up for Foo Fighters or something? No. Did I miss it?
No, they had that song that was popular forever.
If it's a band I don't
young?
Listen to...
No, okay. you heard it.
All right. Now I know what you're talking about. But I didn't know they were Fun. Yeah. They're not Fun to me.
The bass player in that band is her boyfriend.
Yeah, see? She bagged the bass player only because she's famous. If she was good looking and famous, she would have got the lead singer.
I mean,
damn
he's,
right.
He's
of a real band.
Of a real band, yeah.
He's kind
of. Yeah, she would have got the lead singer of Fuck. Instead of Fun.
Of Fun?
Yeah, Fun. Ugh.
Ugh.
She's so disgusting. Leah Dunham.
She's not that bad.
Oh,
she is.
What
she
is gross
is.
About her? Like, what?
Her,
she looks like
her
a normal
face, her
chick.
Hair.
No, she doesn't look like a normal
she just
chick.
Looks, if you saw
she's
her
nasty.
Walking down the street, you wouldn't be like, ugh.
What? You don't know us that well.
Yeah, you don't know.
Well,
you don't know what guys talk about when we're not
right.
around
well,
girls.
Well, what do you just not pay attention to her is what I'm saying. Like, she doesn't stick out either way.
No, she's fugly. That's how she sticks out. Listen, I'm a people watcher. So if I, and my girlfriend will attest to this.
Okay.
When I see an ugly individual, especially like really ugly, I will say something and she gets mad because she thinks everyone can hear me.
Okay.
And I'll be like, Jesus Christ, look at this fucking ugly duck.
Oh, my God.
And she'll, like, fucking pinch me and hit me. Like, what
do
the fuck are you
do you see ugly people often?
I see ugly people all the time.
Every Thursday
like-
night.
I see ugly people everywhere.
I don't feel
they're,
like I see ugly
they're
people.
They're overbreeding. I'm telling you, Idiocracy, it's coming to life. There are ugly people everywhere.
I just see normal people. No. I don't really see ugly people.
Yeah, I'm with Missy on that one. I think that's why I fixate on the ugly people more. Because when you see somebody who's really ugly, you're just like, holy shit, look how ugly they are.
Yeah. And it takes a lot to be really ugly.
Yeah, it does. She's not bad.
She's not bad to me.
Oh, my God. She's like, oh.
I had to look away.
See, she's not bad to me. But I also love that show. And she's naked in it all the time.
Well, that's why I stay away.
Why?
Yeah, but you know why?
She has a lot of sex scenes.
I don't want to see those salami titties.
You can't take anything Missy says seriously. She fucking, every week she's like, you guys aren't fat.
Yeah. There you go.
You're a fucking liar.
Oh, come on.
Fuck you. I'm going to pull out my dick.
And do what?
So you get the same reaction I just got.
What the fuck is wrong? I'd
rather look at a dick than see that.
You're gay. That's why.
That's disgusting.
Well, you're
dude.
Looking at Marco, so you're halfway there.
Not a dickhead.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm going to pull out my dick. Like, I thought first he started throwing up. Like,
are you trying to tell us something?
Yeah, I was like, was that like a Freudian slip? Like, you're going to whack it?
Fag. I would be a fag if I whacked it to her. Oh, come on, man.
Wait, is that Ellen? I don't think she's that bad, man.
Yeah, that's fun. There's fun.
Yeah.
You think the bass players always be like, ooh, fun.
Her face is just disgusting.
I think her face is
she's
fine.
Just ugly.
She's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
She's
hi, I'm Brad.
More like Pat.
Ugly bitches!
No! You gotta be shitting me.
I think that she could pull off looking boyish, for sure. But I don't think
she
that
doesn't
she's
have to pull. It,
I don't
natural.
Think she's ugly. I don't think she's ugly. Sorry.
Look, her lingerie is so bad it pixelated itself. No, she's covered up, dude. It's just pixelated.
Looks like she's wearing a diaper.
Come on, Chris. You never fucked a fat chick?
Come on, you have.
Yeah, but I block it out of my mind.
You woke up next to fucking...
No, I don't wake up next to him. I get right the fuck out.
Oh, well, you never mind. You lost all your money to... who was it?
Wesley Snipes?
No, Tiny Lister. Zeus Debo. You paid Debo for a poach.
With Serena Williams.
That's it. Yeah, there's a difference. One has hair, one doesn't. Yeah, she's disgusting. She's absolutely disgusting. And what are you guys related? She's got ugly tattoos also.
Yeah, her tattoos actually are really ugly.
Yeah. I like how nobody caught that.
I caught it, but I'm not fucking
putting yourself out there.
Fuck no. I'm not going to fucking do it myself.
For fuck you.
Listen, she is a normal chick. She's not that ugly. She's on TV.
Does she show her beaver? Because a beaver just popped up on here.
No, she ever show
that can't be hers.
No. She's never shown that.
No, it's not. I hate how they mix images in here.
Yeah. They try to fool you.
Yeah.
They should show it, but they don't.
See that fucking meat curtain?
Why not? Who the fuck cares? She's naked and she's having sex all the time in the show.
I don't want to see that with her.
I don't think they show penises either, though. Now that I think
well, that's a shame because then Chris would watch it.
That was fucking weird.
That was weird. I'm going to pull out my dick. There you go. You happy? Does that make you happy?
No. Why are you Googling dick, you faggot?
Yeah, my
like
internet just killed
fin.
Itself.
It looked like a shark fin.
No, that's actually a really good one. Look.
Oh,
fuck. Oh, my God.
It was shaped like the Comcast building.
It was.
Jesus it was Christ. The Comcast building. Oh. It was when they were renovating. They put tarp over it.
What the fuck?
I think I'd rather fuck Caitlyn Jenner than this chick.
One for Caitlyn.
Yeah, right? Good God. I take back everything I said. I'd rather have a Transformer than Lea Dunham. Good God.
Would you really?
Honestly, I think I just wouldn't do anything. I would just leave. You'd have to pay me a lot of money. First of all, I don't know if I could get it up naturally for Lea Dunham. Girls that are really unattractive to me are hard to, like, fuck.
I mean,
they really
that's
are.
That's good.
Well, I mean, I guess some dudes could just fuck anything.
Yeah.
You know, I have some friends that don't give a shit what they look like.
I agree.
They'll fuck them no matter what.
Yeah.
I can't
like
do it.
Too.
I think because my self-esteem is so shitty that I need someone better looking than me.
To make you feel good about yourself.
Yeah, to make me feel good. Yeah, be like, I could do this. Like, little pep talk in my brain. I can do this.
Come on, big boy.
Pull out my dick.
That shit was funny, dude. So unexpected. You guys want to take a break?
Yes.
All right, we'll be back. Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
Of course. You want to talk about their amazing callers?
Do you know what their amazing callers are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
National.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn
and
right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And unmic'd.
And unmic'd. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there just laughing.
One of these days he's gonna have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
No. On these days,
yep.
I'm going to get you to sing on here.
You got him to sing before.
I'll sing. Put something good on. I'll sing.
Put something good on. You have any requests?
No, I don't know. It's something that I know the words to.
Well, how would he know what you know the words to?
Yeah, I don't know.
Asshole thing to say.
I have to prepare.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised.
Where is this twat at?
I don't know. Missy is out to lunch.
She's taking a piss standing up. Fucking dummy. We're running a show here.
Yeah, well, we're running it without her. So, I know you guys don't watch the UFC, but what'd you guys think about that whole John Jones hit and run thing?
I mean, putting aside that it's John Jones, who would get into a car accident and leave the scene of the accident without your fucking car?
It was John a Buick.
Jones. It doesn't matter. You have registration that has your name and address.
Well, he
on.
Ran back to the car to get shit out. It was
money.
Money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He didn't get a, oh, you're back?
I'm back.
Okay.
Welcome.
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 Welcome back, dum-dum.
Poor slut bitch.
Oh, there it is.
Hey, guys, we can't do this anymore, remember?
Oh, yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
You little hoe.
Look like a whore.
Oh, there we go. God damn it.
You fucking nerd.
Dipshit, cokehead.
Nice.
Holy shit.
You're a whore with more cleavage than talent.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Wow, fuck you. Holy shit. Oh my god.
Stupid bitch.
Oh, fuck you.
I thought that didn't bother
it's
you.
It's been
anymore.
A while since
fuck off. Fuck off.
She's a whore.
Okay, stop. What
can we get back to the show now?
Jesus.
We're talking
and
about.
Let's not forget the disease
oh
spreading whore.
A fucking whore.
All right.
We were talking about John Jones hit and run.
Oh, yeah, that fucking shit was funny.
He learned another move to knock somebody out and hit him with their car.
Jesus.
What an idiot. Christ. Seriously, like, how do you, I don't know. This guy's been fucking up anyway. He
had an insane amount of condoms in his car as well.
Did you see that? He had like boxes and boxes of rubbers in there.
And he's like, hey, he's got a lot. They were big ones. I was like, holy shit.
What were you thinking?
I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking he probably beats people.
What?
I don't know, like sex-wise.
With his dick?
Maybe.
Like, just like smacks him?
Right across the face.
Fuck you, you fucking whore.
Yeah, just like that. No, I actually
don't give me kisses.
I actually don't know who he is, so I don't know that.
He was the UFC heavyweight champion.
Oh, well.
Now he's nothing.
But now, you know, did he kill anybody? He didn't kill anybody.
No,
right?
Thank God.
If
he did, it would have been the first story we talked about, and Chris would have been laughing the whole time.
Splat. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, even if he ran back to his car to get the registration and whatever else had his fucking name on, the car still registered to him, I would assume.
Yeah.
Like, what a fucking idiot. How do you leave the car?
And there
was
he like
trying to avoid
child?
A drug, like a drug test or something? Probably. Test?
He was probably fucked up.
He's probably high or drunk, yeah.
But, like, he left all his, like, child custody paperwork in there. Like, what the fuck?
Well, I could tell you how that court case is going to end.
Oh, yeah, shit. He's fucked.
Yeah. Imagine if that kid was in the car. You would have left him, too. Again.
Sorry, Jamal. Daddy's got to go.
Well, that was racist. Well,
yeah, why's it got to be Jamal? What the fuck's up with that? How you know his name's not like Charlie?
Could be.
Did he?
Jamal was the first thing I
thought. I didn't know there was girls in there.
Murger is such a hypocrite. Every time somebody, somebody, like when I said before, Bruce Jenner doesn't date black guys.
Oh no!
Oh! Now John Jones' kid is Jamal.
Objection! Extremely racist!
Oh God. Jesus Christ.
Every single fucking thing about you is ugly.
What's his other kid's name, Marco?
Tyrone.
Yeah. Bigums. Jones.
Tyrone. He has a wife.
Yeah, LaQuisha.
A very, very small little blonde.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Little Kim?
No, she's a white girl.
Oh, you got
what's
a snow
up
bunny.
With the vanilla face?
Oh.
Got himself a snow bunny.
A little snow bunny. A little cracker bunny.
A little what? A
cracker bunny.
A cracker bunny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
White devil, white devil.
Big shit.
Her face isn't that pretty, though.
No.
She could probably be a man. Now I'm going to look at all awesome. Girls and think that.
Yeah.
I have cancer.
Oh, no, she looks really pretty now. No, she's really pretty.
Okay.
Well, he has kids too, but he's fighting them and losing
he's
them.
Fighting them in the ring.
Losing
that's
them in
an
his
unfair
custody.
Fight.
I would say so. If he doesn't win, he sucks.
Beat him with a switch.
Missy, do you mind pulling up that email link that Chris sent about the blowjobs? This angered me. I'd like you to read them.
Yeah, I actually read it as well.
I was very angry.
I was actually angry at it as well. So
damn it.
I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ.
There
you
may,
can never get a fucking...
Why can't you be a normal girl?
There may be a few that I agree with. Okay, I did want to, because I knew you guys were going to be upset, and I was like, should I call Biffle? Like, I don't know.
Why was she going to...
Like, I mean,
talk about her sex life?
No, but she would probably agree. She would probably agree with this.
No, she would have brought her here to demonstrate the right way.
No, asshole. Anyway, let me get the email up. All
I'm sure Bruce Jenner doesn't have to worry about this anymore. Unless he decides he's into guys. So this woman writes a list about 15 worst things about giving blowjobs.
Yes.
And let me tell you, whoever this girl is, I feel sorry for her fucking boyfriend or husband. Her name is Lane Moore. Should be lame.
Lane Moore.
Lame. No more.
Yeah, she really... It was actually really bizarre. I almost felt like a teenager wrote it or something. I don't know.
No, it definitely sounds like...
Is there a picture of her?
Like a little tiny...
Couldn't really say.
Well, I mean,
she's somebody that, like, doesn't get laid, so she...
She kind of looks like Christina Applegate with Down syndrome.
Oh.
Hi, Chris!
It's loading. Sorry.
All right, we'll just pick this up next week. That's when it'll finally show up.
Your service fucking blows. Mm-hmm.
You need to get off that, whatever you're on.
It's Sprint.
What, yeah, fucking Cricket Wireless?
No, fuck you.
Is that a bag phone you're on?
It's Sprint.
Sure.
God damn
it. Just got a flip phone.
What are you doing with a sidekick?
Oh, my God. Yay. All right. It finally came
up. I was about
up.
To just hand you the fucking tablet.
No, it like legit was looking up emails from like 3 months ago. I don't
awesome.
Know what the fuck
wow,
was happening.
I definitely want your data plan.
All right. So, and it was on Cosmo, so.
Of course. You know, the most anti-man magazine
on the
planet.
It's wrong, always. Like, Cosmo sucks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so these are the 15 worst things about giving blowjobs. All right.
Drum roll, please.
Drum roll. Number one, even when it doesn't take forever, it still feels like it's taking forever. How long have I been doing this for? 40 minutes? No. It's only been 10? Well, in blowjob minutes, that's like an hour and a half.
Fucking just a lazy cunt.
Right. She's yeah. lazy.
Like, yeah. I mean, obviously you would know this answer, but it's not the most easiest thing to eat pussy for a half an hour either.
No.
After a while, it's
jaw locks.
Yeah, it's fucking.
Yeah, and so it's clicking, yeah, and then you're like, what
you
the
could,
fuck?
You could relate on both
yeah, well,
sides.
I'll just use my head, though, then.
Oh, you just you yeah.
shove your whole head up her box?
No,
oh.
God.
What's in the box? Her head.
No, you just kind of, like, let your jaw sit there at one point and stop, and then just use your head.
What do you mean? Oh, you'd be like, oh.
Yeah. Or you just know your moves.
My
just,
girl knows it, I'm tired when I do that, too.
Well,
she,
if it gets
she
to
picks
be...
up on it. She's like, are you tired? Because well, I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
All right, come back up no. here, you lazy fat
yeah.
fuck.
Well, everybody has their move where it's like, all right, we're done doing this. Let's just finish her off. You know what I mean? So then you just
what,
do
you,
that.
You punch yeah, her in the face and go to bed.
No, you just do the move that you know will work and then it's the end.
A club.
Oh, my God. All right, so I don't agree with her. I think that's insane.
Yeah, I mean, like, does she realize, like, what do I want to know if she's
probably one of those girls that doesn't like getting eaten out. So she probably doesn't care about giving a blowjob.
Yeah, but that's why she's writing this. She's probably single. She doesn't have a man.
I mean, I'm sure
she can't keep
she's
a man.
Single.
Not with these fucking 15 points, bullet points that she put on this fucking website.
Yeah, they're weird. And they get progressively weirder, actually.
They're not weird. They're bad. They're like
they're
it's a bad attitude.
It's a terrible attitude.
It's real. Yeah, I mean, you got to give it that old college try, you know?
She probably doesn't even
she gonna learn. She's going to learn.
Missy's giving it that old college try. Her boyfriend's 18.
Thanks.
Do you haze him?
Oh, my God. Fuck you. All right. Number two. You're way too aware of the weird noises your mouth is making. I sound like a kid annoyingly taking a lollipop in and out of her mouth at the grocery store.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah,
it sounds wonderful.
Yeah, like the noises are part of it. Oh, not that noise, though. I hate that. See, that sounds angry. I don't like that. Okay, none of that. Stop it! Jesus Christ, it's like rape blowjob.
No, this is.
What do you think mine is?
Yeah, it's rape.
It's rape? No, you know what it is?
Oh, God.
It's Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum from 21 Jump Street when they're fingering each other's mouths.
Oh,
that's
really?
What that is.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Oh,
I thought it was gay porn.
It sounds like
it. Sounds like.
It's so funny.
No, this is rape.
Get that dick in your
ass.
Oh, God. You
fucking cocky whore.
Oh, yeah. Suck it. Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, fucking bitch whore. Come on.
I fingered myself so hard.
Say it. Say it. So you like dick in your mouth? You like dick? You like dick?
You like that, huh? You like that? You like that?
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
Wait, it's only another 5 minutes.
Oh,
I can listen to it for the whole 5 minutes.
Oh,
this is probably why it's so long for this girl.
Oh, God, stop, okay?
I'm actually curious to see how long it is, because I...
All the way down. Get it in there. Get in that fucking whore mouth. Get it in there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's it. Come on.
This is my weekend.
Jesus Christ. fuck. All right. This sounds, number three sounds like it goes with fucking whatever the fuck was just happening there. When he starts thrusting his pelvis out of nowhere, do not fuck my face. Do not fuck my face. I am not joking. Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with that. If it's violent like that, then yeah, I have a problem with it. But no, like I do that when somebody's eating
fuck
me out.
Fuck your own face!
I thrust. I go all over the place, so I can't be mad if a guy does it.
Oh, that can't stand that bucking bronco shit.
Yeah.
I can't stand. You have to fucking. You gotta reach up, you gotta grab the top of thighs, and pull down and towards you because it's like.
Yeah.
You know, like all over the place.
She starts off in the front seat of the car bed and ends up in the back seat.
It turns
fuck
into
you.
It turns into a naughty by nature concert. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. So no, don't be mad at that. Number four. When you become, okay, and also,
okay,
just, it's fitting into this whole fucking porno that we just listened to. When you become aware of your gag reflex and become terrified of throwing up on his penis. Yes, which I'm surprised she didn't do.
You know all about that.
Yes, I do. Unfortunately, I know about that, and that's the horrifying thing ever in my life.
Yeah, but I mean, girls need to learn to control their gag reflex.
That's true. But practice makes perfect.
Right. Sure.
Yeah. So, but again, the fact that you're saying you have to become aware of it, like, aren't you already aware of it?
Yeah.
Like, you have a dick in your mouth. Like, I don't know. All right. So, number five, having no idea how much spit you're supposed to be involving in this.
This is an easy one. This the is more, the better.
Yeah, exactly.
The more lubricated really? It
but
is.
But then apparently more noise will happen and she's
so
already.
So what?
That's, she's a crazy person.
That's the fucking turn on.
I know. The wetter, the better.
Exactly.
Everybody knows that.
Exactly. I mean, if I don't hear noise, I would imagine for a second that my penis has been removed. My penis has left the room. Penis has left the building.
Yeah, like, that's what I mean when I said that it felt like a teenager wrote this, because I know it's written well or whatever. But,
she probably just disappointed her dad.
Whoa.
Did you see, hear her disappointment? All right, Bruce Jenner.
She got raped by her dad.
They still call me dad.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. Number six is also bizarre. For the love of God, remember to breathe through your nose.
Yeah, duh. Really? Is that really? I mean, what
that's
did she think that the hole in the penis was a breathing straw?
Like, the only thing I could think of
it's
when
a scuba.
Well, listen, the only thing I could think of when I read that, because I actually was, like, trying for this girl, I thought, okay, maybe she holds her breath so she doesn't have to taste it as much.
Taste what?
Like,
what does it taste
maybe
like?
Maybe it tastes like gross. Maybe
she
like,
sounds
wait,
like the most boring
do
girlfriend
on the planet.
Do penises
taste like stuff?
Yeah.
They do. Like chicken?
No.
Nachos?
They taste like chicken. I can understand why
no,
guys are gay.
Okay, no, this is important.
Yeah.
What's the worst thing a penis ever tasted like to you?
Nachos.
Are you
no.
fucking for real?
Like
would you blow Pedro?
Like Fritos.
That's just a dirty dick.
Yo, Missy, get the avocado under my balls.
Oh my God.
You must have blew a guy after like 12 hours
well,
working.
Yeah.
At,
well,
that,
Taco
yeah,
Bell.
Oh my God.
Fourth meal.
That's nasty.
Well, no. You don't know.
Hey guys, fourth meal.
Oh, oh my God. Anyway. Apparently, TMI. oh, my God. Oh, I hate my life.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes. Yes, keep playing it. It's awesome.
Okay. What the fuck?
This Olé.
Is like my nightmare.
When the guy comes, he's like, Olé!
Yeah, we're going to get to that, too.
All right.
All right, number seven, having no idea what the hell to do with his balls.
That's just inexperience.
Yeah, that is inexperience.
That's laziness is
yeah.
what that is.
That's laziness, and that's like, there's a communication problem there. Like, why don't you talk to him about it then? Like, I'm confused.
You know,
if you don't know what to do with balls, then why don't you ask him, hey, you want me to do
something? There's nothing like seeing a chick go start to lower her head And then as she comes back up, she's got like ball goggles on, and they start to fall over her nose and then down like a Plinko in fucking.
Oh my God! Price
is Right? Yeah. You don't know which way they're gonna go. Are they gonna go together? Or are they gonna go on each side? Like.
Oh my God!
Right side wins.
Yeah, it's like you can place a bet.
Hold on, honey.
Quarter on the right.
Mark it up.
Holy shit! Okay, number 8. Making your mouth into a toothless chasm.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Which then stretches your jaw to its maximum capacity and also makes you feel like an elderly person without dentures in it. It's super hot.
Sweet Jesus. No?
Yeah. Again, that.
Yeah,
is,
but that's part of. I mean, if this girl can take her teeth out, wonderful.
Yeah, then but it's called a gum job.
Thank you. How do you know about? No, I'm just kidding.
She
takes her teeth out.
That's a skill. That would save this woman time. Get her teeth, what do you call
it?
Yeah,
but then she wouldn't have put that number 8, and I feel like it would affect less things.
But hold on a second. You know, guys can't just use tongue. They got to use lips, too. They have to be careful not to scrape their teeth on anything.
Absolutely.
So what's the difference?
Nothing.
Right. I don't hear guys complaining about eating. Did some guy put the 15 worst things about eating clam?
No, I feel like guys like doing it.
Most guys do.
Yeah.
Some guys don't.
Some guys are.
I mean,
stupid.
Unless it stinks down there, then no.
No, but if a guy
smells
in general,
like Bruce Jenner down here.
But if a guy in general is like, I don't eat pussy, I'm like, are you gay? I get confused.
Yeah,
I've had a conversation with men that.
And what do they say? What's their answer to why they don't? I don't understand.
I just don't like it. I tried it and I just didn't like it. I was like, "Do you like getting blowjobs?" And guess what?
Of course.
No, they never want blowjobs either.
What?
What?
Yeah.
No.
I swear to God.
Who are these people?
Yeah.
Well, they're my friends.
Who are these people?
They're my friends' friends.
They're hipsters.
They are hipsters, actually. Yeah.
What?
I swear to God. Like 20,
what do they rather
four,
do, lick
25?
Armpits?
No, they're like, it's almost like having sex is like too mainstream.
What the fuck is that all about?
Weird. It's a world weird.
It's a world weird. I'm telling you.
World weird out there.
Oh my God.
It's a world weird out there. There's your next tattoo. The world weird.
All right. Number 9. Feeling like you have to deep throat even though you totally do not.
It doesn't have to be.
I feel like this woman watched that porno.
You think?
Yeah.
She got turned off by this?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't always have to be deep throat, but I mean, you can't just work the tip.
No, of course not.
You got to get it all in. You got to.
And that's why
and if you
can't, need to know your gag reflexes.
And if you can't get it all in, then use your hands and make sure there's tons of spit. See, you can combine a lot of these to solve your problems.
Absolutely. And this bitch is dumb.
This woman is an idiot.
She's inexperienced, too.
She's very
like.
Inexperienced.
I can only imagine
because
the
next
the agony
one
this
is,
guy has after yeah. she's done with him.
Teeth marks.
The next one is, this is how I knew that this bitch doesn't know what she's talking about. Knowing for sure, without a doubt, you're not going to come from this.
Well, yeah, because no girl's G-spot's in her throat.
Exactly.
Although that was the original point of deep.
Maybe when
the
they
movie.
Build Bruce Jenner, they can put fucking G-spot in his
throat. Oh, got it.
But like, listen to her little description of it. I know that's the whole thing about oral sex with either gender, but it still sucks. No pun intended.
Wait, what?
Fucking selfish
girls
cunt.
Come from oral sex?
Yeah. She's an idiot.
I don't get it.
But then she says, no pun intended, but also that's why the word sucks is used to describe something not great.
This chick is a
fucking idiot. A fucking cunt.
And like kid, like teenagers like read this fucking magazine. All right, 11.
Teenagers read Cosmo?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. If you're doing it while you're really turned on, your vag just has to wait patiently until he's done. Sometimes you do get super turned
hey,
on
did she
while
ever,
going
she,
down on him, which is great.
Ever hear of a 69? Solve
apparently
problem.
Not. Either that, like, fucking play with yourself then. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's something a girl can do while she's giving head. She can you know, rubber bean a little bit.
That's what she
ready.
Says. She's like, well, you can't because you can't multitask pretty much. And it's like, well, it sucks to be you.
Are you kidding me?
She says,
I won't even touch myself when I'm eating pussy because I'll finish and fall asleep
yeah,
right in
hell
there.
Hell yeah.
Like, I'll wake up with labia print on my face.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you get the pillow lines. Yep. You get a labia line on your face.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Titties.
She's weird. This woman's weird. Like, patiently until he's done. I don't know. It's like condescending the way she's wording things.
Yeah, this
that's what
girl
I mean.
Sounds
she's got
so boring
yes.
that I'd probably kick her out halfway through the blowjob.
You, like I said before, like I do, I don't vacuum properly because I don't like to do it. So I don't do it good.
So you
good.
Don't suck that good, huh?
I don't do it good on purpose so that nobody ever asks me to do it.
See,
this is obviously what this
poor
girl's doing.
Fucking attitude
that's
right
there. That's
what
this girl's
you
doing.
You need to shitty vacuum.
Attitude. I still vacuum, but I don't like it.
But it's not hard to do, and
but
it doesn't take
I hate
forever.
It. I don't know why. I just don't like vacuuming. I never have. Mm. Now I live upstairs by myself, so I have to vacuum because nobody else lives with me.
Mm-hmm.
But when I lived with my mom, I would vacuum, and I'd be like, huh. She's like, you're doing it wrong. And I'm like, well, you do it then. But that's what I'm saying.
Don't you ever feel like a waste when somebody tells you you don't know how to vacuum?
No, yeah. Because I don't like doing it.
You like doing dishes?
No.
Come on.
Okay.
She's a woman.
Number.
You should
wait,
know how to.
She know how to, but doesn't. She doesn't like it.
No, I don't like it, but I know
you
how to.
You worthless cocksucker.
Oh. Okay.
She's like, oh. Oh. Oh.
All right. Number 12. Feeling like you have to make crazy moaning sounds while he's coming.
For my penis.
Like, listen to this. As if your three-handed circus act that got him to come in the first place wasn't enough. Look, if you legit want to make sounds. But that pressure in your head telling you that you have to give him porn star moans like his jizzing is turning you on is the worst.
You're a little cunt.
That is legit. That is legit what she wrote. Like, that is insane.
This bitch. Yeah.
You dirty little ass-licking whore.
Oh, this one's great.
I am totally flaccid, but thank
yeah,
you anyway,
right,
ma'am.
Exactly.
I appreciate you telling me.
The last three are all related.
This
so.
Is 13 you're reading?
Yeah, 13. When he tells you when he's coming and you have to quickly decide if you're going to spit or swallow. No, but listen, you got to listen. It's like defusing a bomb and having someone ask you to pick the red wire or the blue wire. Except in this case, it's
blue Rottweiler.
Is that when you decide?
Illiterate.
No, you know that about yourself.
I would think you would know that
you
about yourself.
You either are a spitter or a swallower.
How about just taking it on the fucking chin?
Or taking it on the chin, or you're a chinner.
A chinner.
Yeah.
Bruce Jenner.
No, but I guess maybe this is the first time doing it because it says, should I swallow? Will he care if I don't? Well, I guess I could.
Give
you know
a fuck what you
no.
do.
Right, it's yours.
Right.
Do whatever you want.
Exactly.
I'm going to fuck you with my penis.
Listen, if you're giving him a blowjob, he doesn't care if you're spitting or swallowing at the end of the day.
Yeah, as long as you don't spit it on my pillow.
Yeah, you know yeah. what? No, you know what I don't like? What at least what I don't like, I need to be warned ahead of time so I'm prepared. I don't like when they, like, basically when you're done when you're finishing it's they're basically doing it on you like I don't like that
yeah that's kind of weird
yeah it is weird it's like fuck yeah. you got oh look at this shit I look like a Jackson Pollock.
Oh my god.
Now clean it up.
Yeah, it's like what the
and then there's this 14 which is insane. If you spit, having to carry a little handful of jizz to the bathroom like it's a hurt baby bird.
Well, you're going there anyway to brush your fucking teeth.
A baby yeah. bird that you just rescued.
Yeah, a baby bird you just
look
rescued.
Out, everybody. I have a sparrow in my hand.
She says, it's going to be okay, tiny jizzball. You're going to a better place, and that is a toilet because you are gross.
Oh, my God.
She's going there anyway. She's got to brush her teeth, use mouthwash, cut her tongue out if you expect her to kiss you.
Oh, my God. All right, 15. If you swallow...
Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, but this girl is fucked up.
Yeah, this is insane. If you swallow, that shit coats your throat and is also water resistant. It really should be used as some sort of protective device on your electronics. The end of the worst blowjob giver
yeah,
ever.
Exactly. This girl, it's this
Let's
is
send
all...
her hate mail.
Yeah, you should.
Oh, you fuck!
Send her hate mail, miss.
I want to, like, look into this woman's
We
life.
Should call her up and berate her on the air.
Ask her to be on the show?
Yeah.
Tell her to Skype
Lane
in.
Lane Moore.
Yeah.
Get her a contact info. I'll email her.
All right. I'll see if I can find her on Facebook.
Interview you.
Yeah.
That great article. And then
fucking twat.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just insane. Like, everything about it was so insane and bizarre. And the only thing that I could, that I was trying to give her the pass on was the nose thing. But even then.
What, you have to hold your nose when you're sucking dick?
No, I know, but I've done it before. Like,
because apparently you blow nacho balls. What the fuck is wrong?
Maybe an air pocket slips out. Goes up the balls, up the shaft, and her nose.
I will literally suck your dick right now.
Yeah, there's like a thousand Lane Moores.
I just had a fart that hurt my balls, so I'm kind of out of commission right now.
Yeah, Lane Moore sucks at blowjob giving. She probably doesn't do it, though.
No.
No.
No, I mean, listen, eating pussy has its downfalls, too. I mean, there's, forget the obvious, like the smells. And honestly, if a guy smells pussy and it's bad, he's not going to go down there.
Nope.
Right. Because
he doesn't want to taste whatever that smells like. Because it's just, you're just on a fast track to hurling all over her fucking
Right.
Just giving her a fucking puke underwear. You know what I mean? But putting all that aside, it's not easy to do. I mean, I have never come across a woman who's like so sensitive that like you spend 1 minute and she's done.
Right.
It takes work. It takes work. It's like yard work. You gotta dig. Dig, plant, you know. You gotta water shit.
Pull out the weeds.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on her Twitter, and she's a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, she's the sex and relationships editor for Cosmo, stand-up comedian, filmmaker, and musician.
She's also a writer for The Onion. So do you think that was satire?
Not if it's a Cosmopolitan.
Right? It does say she's
very Cosmopolitan. No, if it's in Cosmo, it's not satire. Because then she would have wrote a little disclaimer at the bottom, like, yeah, hey, I'm just joking, or whatever.
Right, that's true.
She's a stand-up comic, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, I hope... does she know how to work a mic? Does she know how to work a dick?
Apparently not.
Wow, that's crazy. She has her own website, too. Mm. She's a New Yorker.
Oh.
Of course.
Shocker. So no girls in New York know how to give head?
Apparently. Jesus Christ, she has 1,000 fucking jobs.
She probably hangs with that fucking other twat that's on our network, Mandy Stattenmiller.
News whore?
Yeah.
The news whore.
She was on Inside Amy Schumer, too.
Was she?
Everyone from Riotcast was on Inside Amy Schumer. Yeah.
I wish I was inside.
Yeah, no shame.
Yeah, like everyone. Kidding me? Like every single person was on it.
Mm-hmm. It's par for the course, sweetheart.
We need to get on that shit.
What can we contribute?
What do you mean?
I'll fucking eat her out.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I could practice on her.
She can get the dick.
Amy Schumer.
She said, I'm 160 pounds.
I can get a dick anytime I want.
Well, yeah, because you're famous. Actually, no, that's not true.
Nah, I'd fuck her.
Yeah,
No. She could get a girl. She could get a guy anytime she wants. She's a little better than average looking face-wise. I mean, you know, she does have a little weird thing going on, but she's cute.
Yeah, I think she's
at
cute.
At best. She's fuckable for sure. There's no doubt whatsoever. I mean, she's no Leah Dunham.
Lena.
Whatever. Lena. Lena, Leah, Jeff.
Right.
Jeff Dunham's more attractive than Lena. And his fucking puppets. No
the
talent.
Fuck the puppet.
On a steak.
Yeah.
Jalapeno pepper. On a steak. I don't know.
She seems kind of famous.
What? Lane Moore?
Yeah, she works
this
with
is
a
Lane
she
Moore.
Works with a bunch of people.
She's got the next show on Riotcast.
Yeah, she might. It sounds like it.
I'm getting her on a show. We're gonna talk about this blowjob dilemma.
Yeah.
There you go. Get her on the show. Let's talk to her.
She's a hoe.
I'm on it.
Good. She's pretty.
Hopefully her stand-up's not as boring as her blowjobs.
Yeah, no shit.
Now, would we back off of the stance, or would we just
go at her? No, like, I'd call her what straight up.
Lazy fucking bitch.
Say, sure, I'll come on. I'll just listen to a couple of your shows real quick.
You were serious about that?
She's cute. She isn't bad.
No, she's pretty cute.
Was I right about the description? Christina Applegate with Down syndrome?
I didn't think that little circle,
it looks like it.
Well, yeah, it's all smushed in.
She's got more photos on here, and they're... She looks like kind of like edgy. Like she's an edgy hipster chick.
Oh, awesome. There you go. There you have it.
Say.
Okay, so here's the rule of thumb. Anybody?
She's got the hat.
Hey, fucker.
She got the skinny jeans.
I can't see from here. I just see silhouettes.
The hairy armpits.
I mean, I can't tell. I can't tell if she's... Were you just looking at my tits?
The stupid unlaced boots.
She's only her armpits.
She's only...
You can help me shave my armpits.
They only are showing her from the waist up.
She got titties. Big titties.
Kinda. Yeah, it looks like it. She's like covering them up, though.
She ain't got titties.
Tits are too mainstream.
She has a shirt on that says, "Show me your riffs."
What? She's a musician.
Yeah, she's also a musician.
She's probably going to play like Lilith Fair or something like that.
Doesn't exist anymore.
No.
Shows you how old I am.
You right in the face.
Lilith Fair. Because you'd be the first one in line for tickets for that.
Lilith Fair?
Yeah.
I can go to Lilith Fair. I've never gone.
Sarah McLachlan.
No, fuck her.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that name because then that fucking song pops in my head.
Yep, yep.
The Let's Kill Animals song. Mm. Isn't that the title? The working title?
Yeah.
The remix?
Featuring
the motherfucking
Michael Vick.
Remix.
All the animals die.
Ozzy.
Oh.
Oh, no. He just brought back bad memories.
Dick. Well... Maybe it was just... Maybe she was just trying to be funny.
Well, she's not.
Most women aren't. Bottom of this.
Most women aren't.
Well, I'm sure she was trying to be funny. Like, after she made her point, she rambled on a little bit about it. That was probably her attempt at trying to be funny. Yeah. But I'm assuming that list is pretty solid for her.
That sucks.
Fucking cunt.
Maybe she's a lesbian. Or maybe she's bisexual, but she's currently in lesbo status.
Probably.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah,
could be.
Next, they're gonna have Ralphie May do the fucking 15 worst things about eating pussy. Point number one, it doesn't taste like chicken.
Point number two, it doesn't taste like nachos.
Point number three, it's not barbecue sauce that squirts out of it.
Oh my god.
Like the most unlikely person talking about eating pussy.
Ralphie, may I have a 20-piece nuggets?
Ralphie, may I have the whole menu, please?
Ralphie mayonnaise.
Oh, my gosh.
Or what's his name? Gabriel Iglesias talking about pussy and his little stupid squirrel voices.
Yeah.
Fluffy.
Fluffy.
Fluffy
the squirrel?
What the fuck are you talking about?
No. All right. Jesus. Yeah. I don't know. I know girls that would probably agree with that list, though.
Really?
Mm.
Mm. Are they single?
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's why.
Yeah.
That's exactly
and
why.
And one that's not single.
Do they get cheated on? Have they been cheated on?
Yeah, but everybody's been cheated on.
Not necessarily. Girls with this kind of attitude and these poor bullet points, they get cheated on.
Yeah, they've been
Guys
cheated on.
Always look for a girl to get a better blowjob.
Unless other hipsters.
If a guy's with a chick and she gives a bad blowjob, and yes, they do exist.
She's a malignant cunt.
Exactly. No, if a girl constantly gives a bad blowjob, like she's not trying or she's trying to fuck up on purpose or whatever the case may be, or she just has teeth like a donkey.
Okay.
If a girl comes along that he may think will be better, because most likely any other woman would be, he will cheat on her for that. And not even try to fuck her, just try to get a good blowjob. Because it's something that a man's been missing out on.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's guys normally will cheat with what they can't get at home. So if a guy doesn't get a blowjob at home, he'll try to get a blowjob somewhere else. He doesn't want to have to work for to get the pussy and try to make her get
off.
That's
true, if he already has the pussy.
Right. Now, if he's at home and his wife or girlfriend, her box is sewn shut, you know, like emotionally or whatever, then he's going to try and get some actual pussy because he's getting nothing but blowjobs, and probably some of them are bad because at this point, this woman's mouth probably is like a walker. It just fell apart.
Oh, my God. That's interesting. Men are interesting.
Women are very similar to men. I mean, women can deal with men's bullshit way longer than a man can deal with a woman's. Women are way more forgiving. They're way more, like, acceptant of things. Men are not. Men are just – we really are, to the core, we're just like apes. We are. We're like cavemen.
I mean, I agree with that.
You know, women evolve so much, but men are just still, at their core, are just like – all they think about is food, pussy, and, like, booze, you know? That's really the core of every man's being. Pussy's definitely there. That's definitely one.
Yeah,
the other ones
obvious.
Could be different. I'm just fat, so I throw food in there. But
now I feel like men, all men like food.
Yeah, unless they're skinny hipsters.
No, even
food's
they.
Too mainstream.
Yeah, yeah, food's mainstream. I'm just going to eat some grub worms.
I've talked to like guys that don't. They're not dealing it. They're not digging
drugs?
Sex. No, oh. They're like. I don't know,
they're asexual.
That's just crazy to me.
I know.
It's crazy to me.
So men must be PTE evolving. Like
must PTE.
No, I think the people you're describing aren't real men.
Like they're Caitlin?
No, I'm not saying that. They're
He's
just not
more of
men.
A real man than these guys. Yeah. I used to fuck all the time. I used to put it in her basket.
Oh my gosh.
Even though I didn't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys are just real simple. They'll just want whatever. Women, they just add all kinds of fucking bullshit on everything, you know? They want this, that, the other thing. It's like if a guy's perfect world, if he meets a girl at a bar, he fucks her right away. And then even more perfect world, he gets to go back to the bar and talk to his friends about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A girl will want the guy to work. Take her out to dinner, take her on dates. She probably has a number in her head of how many dates. I mean, unless she's a whore. But
right.
If that number's not one, I'm leaving.
But yeah, I mean, there's girls out there that have a number. It's like I have to be on 20 dates or 10
dates. Fuck you, you fucking whore.
5 days or 3 months or whatever the fucking case may be. You know, they always have stipulations added to everything. Guys are just ready to fuck. Just let's do it now. That's how guys get to know women. They don't.
Their sex?
Yeah, that's their best way to get to know women.
Oh,
because
God.
If a guy has to sit there and actually have to get to know the girl and work for it and have to sit through the bullshit and just have complete blue balls, if that chick isn't good in bed, she's gone. Yeah, your boy is going to drive right out of his room.
Oh my god!
This is what it sounds like when Missy comes.
Oh my god!
Is that her button?
Oh my god!
Yeah, but that's
but guys don't want to be in a relationship with a girl that they just fucked right away, right?
Are you kidding me? Yeah, why not? If she's especially if she's good at it.
Is that true? I thought guys didn't like girls that they fucked right away.
No. Remember the chick I used to bring out all the time? She used to bring her friends out all the time. We used to go out.
Yep.
Okay. You remember you dated her friend for a while?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Me and her, first date, boom. Guess what? 2 more years we stayed.
Right.
It was that good.
So that's situational then. That's a situational thing.
Listen, if a guy's not looking – if a guy's just trying to get a piece of pussy and he gets his piece of pussy and it's – you know, he busts a nut, he's good. But if a guy gets a piece of pussy and this girl wows him – he might want to stick around for a little bit, at least until he finds something else. And then usually a guy will kind of not fall for a girl, but he'll become accustomed to her through the sex. Whereas girls, on the other hand, they're never staying with the guy. I know my girlfriend's not with me because of the sex. Okay. You know what I mean?
That's the truth.
It, right, right. It has nothing to do with that. It's everything outside of that. That's just the, you know, the little bit of time every week that she has to suffer, at least in my eyes. But it's everything else. That's girls look to everything else, mostly. Yes, do they want to have good sex? Of course they do. I'm not saying.
Yeah,
but if they have find a guy who's got like all these attributes that they look for in a man and they're in bed, they'll deal with it. Whereas a guy, if they find a girl who's like, yeah, she's sort of wife material, but she doesn't give good blowjobs, he'll be wandering.
For blowjobs.
For anything better.
So all men are cheaters.
No, no, that's not what I'm
Is
saying.
Is that really what you got out
yeah.
of that?
Yeah. How the fuck? How am I? What language am I fucking speaking here?
Yeah, I don't know how you came up with that.
You said that it'll wander to get a blowjob.
No, no, wander meaning like if a guy doesn't get the whole like spectrum.
I see.
If there's one little flaw, he's going to look to see if they can, you know, find that empty space,
okay.
fill that void.
I got you now.
Yeah. I'm not saying they'll all cheat. Some guys will just, you know, they're like, all right, I concede. It's over. This is it.
Gotcha.
Whatever. But, you know, girls are way more accepting of men.
Yeah, it's kind of shitty when you think about it because the girls only have to impress the guys like a half hour out of the day. We have to impress them the other 23 hours and 30 minutes.
Yeah. I would not mm-hmm. be with a guy if he wasn't good at eating veg. Period.
But so you think like a man.
I wouldn't. I would break up with him.
Think like a man 3. There's the trilogy.
I'm not even playing.
Yeah.
I can't be about that.
But life. that's exactly my point.
What
my,
the fuck did you just say?
I can't be about that life.
Don't you fucking weirdo.
Whatever. Don't judge me.
Listen. She gets eaten out every night in the car.
Oh my god.
Feed her on the dashboard.
Oh my god. There's not a car bed. God, there's no car bed.
Is it the Batmobile?
I gotta get my friend at work to text me this picture. I gotta show it to you. You're not gonna believe it, but it's real. It's true. He does so much. This guy is a fucking pimp. He gets so much pussy, like so much pussy. He literally put hydraulics on the side of his bed that go up against the wall, so the bed frame does, his wall is completely damaged.
What?
From all the fucking. In
oh
his,
my God.
Right. So he's got like this thing where he's got hydraulics on each side of the bed. So when the motion of the bed goes towards the wall, you hear like, tss, tss.
No fucking way.
Yes. He's, what? Yes.
That
he's,
is a pimp status.
He's hitting switches.
He is hitting switches.
He is. He really is. I mean, it is amazing. Dude, he's got pictures that will blow your fucking mind.
Oh, my God.
There's a picture of him in bed with 3 beautiful girls.
Is
naked.
He hot?
Really?
Yeah. I want to fuck him. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Well, like, do you think he's a good-looking man? Like, you don't think he's ugly?
He kind of looks like a Puerto Rican Batman. But he's not Puerto Rican. He just
looks like George Clooney?
Nah. Yeah, right. No. I just got that, though. No, I mean, like, he's, I don't know, he's just, he's a normal dude. I mean, he's not deformed or anything.
Okay.
You might like him because he's young as shit, but he gets, like, mad pussy, and he's got the fucking, he's got hydraulics on his bed. Your man and him should, you know, talk
about. Race, drag race.
No, shut up.
The Vag and the Furious.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Madge Diesel.
Oh.
No way.
Yeah, you gotta. I want to see this.
Yeah, tomorrow when I see him, I'll be like, dude, text me that pic because he used to show it to us all the time. Because my one friend didn't believe him, and he showed it to him, and he actually has a video. Like,
does
he showed how it worked.
How young is he? Does he live with
his
parents?
He's like 24.
So
like
does
that.
He live with his parents?
I don't know. I never asked him. I would assume.
But he's got a radar on.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Because what did
his
parents?
He's got a sweet car bed.
Wouldn't his parents like wonder why he was?
I don't listen.
Yeah, that's what
I don't think he care. I don't think they would care. I don't know. I have no idea. But I just thought it was hilarious. Must be nice to have that problem. Yeah, I think I'm going to put hydraulic. You know, like some guys will watch the Home Improvement channel to like fix the shower and shit like that. This motherfucker's MacGyvering everything. He's like, I'm going to make a better sex bed. This isn't working for me.
That's exactly what it sounds like. Yeah. I had to make a better sex friend. Yeah. That's awesome.
Dude, he's fucking crazy. Funny dude. Crazy, though. Crazy.
He sounds crazy.
He's like, he's a pussy magnet. I swear to you, I'm not even kidding. I don't know if this really happened. He never said it. He won't admit it because he can get fired for it. But I have a feeling he's fucked quite a few people during his job.
Oh, good for him.
Man. You know what I mean? Like, special delivery.
Come to my car, Ben.
Yeah. Well, that's your. That's his pickup line for you.
Oh, my God.
I got a Maserati in my bedroom.
Look, I even brought pizza.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
I like pizza.
That shit is funny. I don't care what anybody says. That shit funny. Is fucking funny.
Funny as hell.
Carpet.
Yes, carpet.
Hey, man. More power to you.
Thanks.
That's your thing.
I like carpets.
Yes. No. Is it red?
Yep.
Yeah. Does it have a trunk in the front where he puts his teddy bears?
Yep.
Does he build an entrance to the bedroom out of Legos?
No, we make forts.
You make forts? Farts.
Forts. Forts. No farts.
You read him bedtime story at night?
Yep, every night.
He doesn't drink and drive, does he?
Oh, my God. He does. I have to talk to him about that.
Give him a spanking.
This is getting so inappropriate. Listen,
if you don't stop, I will take the keys. And you won't be able to go nowhere.
Oh, my God.
I want my keys!
Oh, my fucking God.
Did you throw tantrums like that?
No, but she does. Where's my fucking keys? You guys are perfect for each other.
Oh, fuck.
Go in timeout. You and Mr. Teddy, go to timeout.
Do you guys role play? Like, does he act like a mechanic when you come over? Like, he's changing the oil and shit. He's looking under the hood. You want me to check your oil with my dipstick? Did you jack the car up? Look at my baseball card collection.
Oh, I can't breathe.
Oh. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Play doctor, goes get his plastic stethoscope.
Oh, fuck.
I'm going to put it right here.
Stop. You're weird.
I just thought maybe you guys like role play, like, you know, does he act like he's in the Fast and Furious and you stand outside with a flag and you just go and he just starts kicking that gear shift. Does he do that to you when he's eating your bed?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait, that's a Howard Stern want to be.
Yeah, don't be a Howard Stern want to be.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Does he have a spoiler?
Oh, my God.
Does he have a system?
Is that the headboard as a spoiler?
He's got to have a system there, too, right?
Yep.
Look, I got a new bumper sticker, miss. You want to see it?
I break for Nintendo.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Okay, last question. You know what? I'm not going to ask it. I was going to say, does he bring the costume from work home? And you guys do like...
Oh, fuck you. No.
You guys do that furry shit or whatever?
No, my God, no. Ew, come on.
You see that? What is he anyway? A beaver? What is that thing?
A mouse?
Oh, yeah, a mouse. You ever, does he ever, like, pull up in the mouse costume in his car bed? Bonk, bonk.
Oh, my God.
Get in.
I hate all of you. Oh, my God. That was some funny shit, though. Evil.
Does he listen?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
Doesn't matter. This shit's all your fucking fault anyway.
No, it's not. Yeah, it is.
So he does listen.
Yeah, he's
listening. Go get yourself checked.
Oh, fuck you. Fucking asshole.
I have cancer.
Thanks. Jerk off. Jesus. Like cock blockers. Fuck.
You're going to go for some ass? No, not tonight.
No.
Well, listen, whatever you have, he already has. So what's the difference?
Yeah, exactly.
I have nothing. Jesus Christ. What are you looking at me like that for?
Looking at you struggle over there.
I know. I am struggling. The struggle is real.
As we cock block.
You are cock blocking, dicks.
Car beds. Gotta love it.
Can we go out with Sesame Street tonight song? The Sesame Street song?
Sesame Street?
Yeah.
Sure.
Good.
I'd rather not.
Okay.
Where the fuck did that come from?
I'm getting a creepy same vibe from you.
Yeah, you want me to whip out my dick?
Same place where you whip out your dick came from.
No. Oh, she's gross. I'm going to whip out my dick.
My point was I wanted him to see something as disgusting as I saw. Your point is you want to molest kids or something if you got the Sesame Street song on your thing.
No, Christopher.
Oh, well, why do you have it?
I don't have
it. When would you
he wants me to play
that?
It.
I don't have it.
So, a movie night. What do you guys watch? Like Speed Racer, Fast and Furious, 1 through 17.
The Lion King.
Dude, you are so off. Like before with that doctor reference, we're talking about car beds. You're like,
you
guys play
to-
doctor? Stick with the joke. Fuck it. Put Mark on the trunk.
Put him in the trunk.
Why did you say the Lion King?
I don't know.
Do you watch the Lion King?
Yeah. Way too much. It's a kid's movie.
That must be like heavy rotation right
now. Yeah, that Nemo. Heavy rotation.
That's just a fucking random thing to say.
Your gay son is on you, brother.
Oh my god, I can't breathe.
I'm queuing up your fucking request here, Marco.
No, don't.
You're taking us
Marco.
Out.
No.
You're taking
Marco.
Us out to the shit.
Marco.
No.
Marco, you Marco. Requested it. Do it.
Yeah, I'm not
Marco.
Taking us out. No.
No, you're taking Marco. Us out.
No, I'm not.
Marco.
No.
Stop Marco. Being a baby.
No.
Marco. Marco.
Oh, there's way too much shit going
Marco.
On.
Marco. Marco. Marco.
Oh, my God. Marco. This is like torture.
Marco. Marco. Marco.
Marco, go out.
No.
What the fuck? Do
no.
It. Do it.
No.
I'm not. All right. Check us out on Twitter and Facebook. We're there. Great speakers.
What a miserable night.
Oh, my God.
You want me to finish them off?
You fucking pussy whip faggot.
Oh my god. Come on, do it.
I got my eye on that Reese's.
Fat pig.
I was known in high school for dating black chicks.
On behalf of Sesame Street and racing car beds everywhere, we'll be back next week.
Jesus.
Peace, bitches. Oh.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.